Bing, yeah, bang.
I don't know. Three, I mean, one, four, we played. I thought we played really well, and then all of a sudden it was, you know, 3-1, and then you maybe get outside your game a little bit and try doing things to catch up and dig an even deeper hole.
They have three chances at one end, and then you have three chances at one end, and then they come right down and score. What does that mean? You have a really good first period. What does that do to you guys on the bench at that point in time?
Well, I still think, I mean, it's a 2-1 game. You got to talk about this before, but there's momentum in the game, and different. You got to find different ways to get it back. You know, you're always going to be up against maybe a tough goal, or you know, being behind, and you got to find a way to get yourself, your team, you know, some energy going the other way.
Were you able to do that? Did you think you did that?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's next thing we know, it was 3-1, so obviously not.
Sorry, Andrew, just came in late. Just your thoughts on this one.
I thought we had a good first period, and you know, even started the second well, and then all of a sudden it was 3-1, and maybe we got outside our game and tried to do some things that, you know, weren't going to make us successful, and then it was 5-1. So,
was that the biggest problem? Was the getting away from your game? It seemed like you could really see it creep in the second, and then it just got further and further away from what it looked like you guys wanted to do.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're a team that, you know, if they get chances, they have high level of skill over there, and they're going to make you pay. So, like I said, even when it's 3-1, you have to find a way to calm the bench down and stick to playing the right way.